It's a top complaint of one of the city's fastest growing industries, tech companies unable to find enough qualified engineers and computer programmers for their growing businesses. Solutions include bringing in foreign workers to fill those roles or making it easier for foreigners who graduate from schools here in the U.S. to stay and work. There's a program for this, the H-1B visa, but as Ben Bradford reports, it's not working.
Rick Webb's a consultant, investor, and writer for some of the tech industry's biggest names like Tumblr and Foursquare. But he's best known for co-founding the digital ad agency The Barbarian Group. It started as a small shop in Boston and grew to over 100 employees, eventually moving their headquarters to New York. As it grew, Webb recalls they had more jobs to fill, but couldn't find enough programmers with the sensibility for advertising.
It's still coding, you're still engineering, but it's for emotional ends more than a lot of other development is. So the number of people that do it is small. They're around the world. You need to get them regardless of where they are if you want to be the best kind of company.
Webb turned to the H-1B visa. It allows employers to sponsor immigrants who are qualified in specialized fields to come work in the U.S. for up to 6 years. That's engineers, scientists, fashion models. There's 85,000 available per year. They're first come, first serve, and if you want one for next year, you're out of luck. The entire stock vanished in 10 weeks. Webb says that limits not only who you can hire, but when you can hire.
There are infinite number of times you want someone, and unless it's the month before the visas are going out, you can't leave people hanging for 11 months. So it's just a moot point.
Webb says over 10 years, the company applied for around 20 visas and got less than half. It's examples like this that has the tech community lobbying to raise the cap above 85,000 and loosen regulation. The argument is you take the best minds from around the world, you add them to our workforce to grow our companies and our economy. Ray Ramsey is the CEO of the lobbying organization TechNet.
The new arms race is the brain race for the 21st century, and it's about racing to bring the brain power into America and then hopefully roll out the welcome wagon and have many of these individuals become Americanized and become U.S. citizens.
Politicians are taking up the call, including both President Barack Obama and his challenger Mitt Romney. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says there shouldn't be a cap at all.
This is just absurd to deny American companies access to the workers they need.
The mayor speaking at a Chamber of Commerce event last year.
Now, the government doesn't know how many skilled workers are needed each year. Only the market does. So let the markets work. And you can do that by eliminating the cap on H-1 visas.
But there's another side to it. The companies that rely on the program the most are businesses primarily in India that do the work for U.S. companies when those companies ship jobs overseas. Now, some of that work still needs to be done in the U.S., so these outsourcing firms have opened offices here, and that's where the H-1B comes in. Last year, 8 of the top 10 firms approved by the Labor Department for the visas were in the outsourcing industry. Ron Hira, a professor at Rochester Institute of Technology, is a critic of the program. He says the visas are being used to bring in cheap foreign labor.
What we've got basically is an immigration system here that's speeding up the offshoring of jobs.
In that same Labor Department data, New Jersey-based outsourcer Cognizant Technologies offered to pay about $61,000 for computer systems analysts. That's $16,000 lower than the national average. And that's not uncommon. A GAO report found more than half of the workers on the H-1B program are paid entry-level wages by their employers.
They can hire an H-1B and replace an American worker with an H-1B worker. And because they can legally pay below market wages to those H-1B workers, there's a strong financial incentive to substitute American workers with H-1B workers.
Spokesmen for Cognizant and a number of other outsourcing firms declined to comment. They're all part of NASSCOM, though. That's the trade organization representing the Indian IT sector. NASSCOM Vice President Amit Nivsekar echoes a familiar theme. It's not about money. It's about companies finding talent that doesn't exist locally.
For them, there is no option but to move talent from overseas. And that talent is sometimes extremely expensive because you have to pay for insurance, you have to pay for health, you have to pay for travel, you have to pay for relocation, for all of that. So all those expenses get added to the company.
But the visa is clearly part of the business model. For several of these firms, the vast majority of their U.S. employees are on H-1Bs and other temporary work visas, as many as 90%. But tech entrepreneur Rick Webb says that even without these companies taking the visas, there would still be a crunch.
It's so unlikely you get one at this point. If they went away completely, it wouldn't make a difference.
So the push continues for more visas, to import more of the talent employers say they can't find here. For WNYC, I'm Ben Bradford.